The word is powerful. The word of God is living. It is speaking. It declares, it proclaims, it decrees. The word of God is powerful. Amen. I want to begin in the Gospel of John. And we are going to go to chapter 14. And we're going to begin in verse 12. Gospel of John 14, verse 12. Let's begin there. We're going to go through 14. And this is what the word of the Lord is saying. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is the word of the Lord, church. Amen. And this is a promise. This is the Lord himself speaking. The Lord Jesus is speaking. This is red lettering in my Bible. So this is the Lord Jesus speaking. And this is a beautiful promise from the Lord. And what he's saying here is that we can do the same works that the Lord Jesus did. Mm-hmm. That's a blessing. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing. This word is not saying that we are going to do things higher. Listen to me. This word, the greater works, this is not saying that we're going to do things higher in value than the Lord did. What this is actually saying, that the greater means that the works that we'll do in his name will be done greater in scope and in numbers. Because you got to remember that the Lord Jesus was only here for 3.5 years. But for many of us, we've been in ministry for more than 3.5 years. Amen? So that means that we as believers, as ministers of the gospel, as disciples of Christ, we are going to cover a greater area and reach more people in numbers than the Lord Jesus could ever have done, since he was only in ministry and his ministry only lasted for 3.5 years. And what did the Lord do when he was here on earth? The Lord not only preached the good news, amen, of the gospel, but he healed the sick. He cleansed the lepers, the word says. He raised the dead. He made blind eyes see. He made the deaf ears hear. He made the lame walk. Amen? Are you listening? These are the works that the Lord, this is the ministry that the Lord had in here on earth. And what this word is saying, that we as believers, we can and we should be doing the same works, ministry works that the Lord did here on earth. Why is that? Because he's given us that same resurrection power that he walked in. Remember, Romans 8:11 says that the Lord Jesus, in the same resurrection power that God the Father raised him up and resurrected him from the dead, it's the same power that we have, that we believers have within us, abiding in us, residing in us. We have the power of the Lord within us. Amen? Amen. So what we're reading here, and the Lord says, the works that I do, he will do also. He's speaking about us. He's speaking about the disciples. He's speaking about future believers, that the same works that the Lord Jesus did, that we can also do. He's given us the same resurrection power that Jesus had here on earth. And God hasn't changed. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. but it's the people that are representing the Lord Jesus, they're the ones that are changing. They're the ones that have changed. Amen?
Amen.
And scripture here makes it very clear that it is God's plan to do the same miracle deeds through believers, through us, right? Through us. We're the believers. We're the disciples. As the Lord Jesus did here on earth. That's God the Father's plan. That we duplicate the same works that the Lord Jesus did. Amen?
Amen.
Are we following? Amen? Talking Amen. About the works of the Lord, the ministry works of the Lord. Amen. That the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that we believers, we, right now, we have that power.
Amen.
And the only reason, hear me out, the only reason why we don't see more miracles today is not because God doesn't will to do them, right? But rather because very few believe. Very few Christians believe. And for those who are still believing and walk in belief and walk by faith and walk and not by sight, God is still healing the sick, raising the physical dead to physical life again. He's still casting out devils. And he's still taking charge of things that are happening around us in the spiritual realm. Amen? He did it through the Lord. God the Father did it through the Lord Jesus. He did it through the apostles that are mentioned in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Miracles work for them, and miracles are still happening today. Healings were done then. Healings are still happening today. God hasn't changed. The power of God is still the same. Every believer can do the same miracles that the Lord Jesus did and in even greater numbers.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, and this was all through the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. The disciples didn't heal the sick in their name.
Right.
Right? Paul didn't heal the sick in his name. No. It is in the power of God. It's in the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus made things happen. Miracles occurred. Healings took place. Devils were casted out. Lepers had walked out with clean skin, baby skin. In the we're not going to turn that, but in the book of Zechariah, right? 4:6, it says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen? It is Amen. Through the Spirit of God. It is his power. Right? It is his power that brings these miracles to pass. Without the Holy Spirit, without the power of the Holy Spirit, without the Holy Spirit and without the power of God attached to it, miracles cannot occur. It won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It won't happen. And like verse 13 says, it says, and whatever you ask in my name, right there we know there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen?
Amen.
So asking in the name of Jesus is more than just words, church. It's more than just words. This, when you speak these words, you literally speaking these words out, and you are expecting a result. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. This is speaking of asking and expecting to receive solely on account of what the Lord Jesus did for us already.
Yes, yes.
He gave us his name. He gave us his spirit, which is residing right here with us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And this all happened because what? We put faith in the Lord. We declare and decree that we believe, hallelujah, that the Son of God died. He lived, he died, he was crucified, but then on the third day he resurrected, and because of his resurrection, he lived, and so today we live too because our spirits were reborn. That it was born again, and now we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, and that is here to stay for us believers.
Amen.
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 The power is lying in the inside of us. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeshua.
Listen, those who simply say in Jesus' name, but then proclaim their own worth or are condemned because of their unworthiness. If they're not really believers, they're being condemned. That's not condemnation in Christ, first of all. You were free from that when you got saved. But those who are proclaiming in their own are not truly coming to the Father. In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. They're just deceiving themselves. And if they're praying for other people, woe to them. Woe to them. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. But when you go and when you pray for people, you better be walking by faith and not by sight. Because nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Amen?
Amen.
Everything happens by faith. We receive the Lord Jesus by faith.
That's right.
Did we ever see him?
Perfect.
We receive salvation by faith. Did we ever see the Lord Jesus? Have we ever witnessed the Lord God the Father?
Mm-hmm.
No. And the same way we receive salvation, the same way we receive healing as well, is by faith. Nothing happens without faith. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. Nothing happens without it. Look at, let's go to the Gospel of John 16:23, just a couple of chapters later. Just want to show you how key this is. John 16:23. And it says, in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. So how powerful is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Very powerful.
We can't pray without it. Listen, and when the Lord Jesus was here on earth, and he would go to somebody that was sick, he would say, be healed. Because he is the power. He is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
But he's no longer here. He lives in the inside of us now.
Amen.
When the Lord Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead, what did he do? He acknowledged God the Father.
Yes.
And he thanked him. Before he called Lazarus out.
Yes.
And today we gotta do this. We gotta ask the Father in the name of Jesus, and he will give us what we're asking, as long as whatever we're asking is aligned to his word, is aligned to his will. Amen.
Amen.
Asking in the name of Jesus means that God treats our request. In the same way as he would if the Lord Jesus was personally here making that petition to him. Amen? And we know the Lord Jesus always, always acknowledged God the Father in his prayers. Even on the same night that the Lord Jesus, right before his arrest, he says, God the Father, if you can remove this cup from me, it's pretty heavy. But nevertheless, Lord God, Father, not my will be done, but your will be done. He always acknowledged God the Father wherever he went.
Yes.
So that means that today, us believers, we can expect the same treatment from God as the Lord Jesus got. We can expect the same. Do you realize how powerful that is? That we can expect the same treatment from God the Father as His Son Jesus did. That's how special we are to God. We are His precious stones. We are His treasures. We are carrying the Spirit of His Son within us. All of us, all disciples, all Christ followers, all believers carry the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God the Father's Son in us. That's powerful, church. In today's terms, what the same thing that God did for the Lord Jesus, He'll do for us in today's term in the accounting world, in the business world, that is called a power of attorney. Amen? Because when somebody gives somebody a power of attorney, they are representing that person. Well, today we are representing the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We are His disciples. We are His followers. The same works that the Lord Jesus did on earth, the same works that the disciples did, ministry works on the earth when they were with Him, and the same works other disciples are doing throughout the world, even today, are the same works that the Lord Jesus did on earth when He was here, and the same works that we, this church, we can also do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in verse 14, John 14:14, it says, if you ask anything in My name, the Lord says, I will do it. Again, we read it in 16:23, right? In verse 14, I will. You ask anything in My name, I will do it. All things, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. Believe. Oh, we got to just believe, right? Oh, we got to just believe. You shall receive, and it will be yours. All things. In Matthew 20, we don't need to turn there, but in Matthew 21:22 is, you know, it's one of my favorite scriptures. I got so many favorite scriptures. But in all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe you already received it, and it shall come to pass. Amen?
Amen.
That's why when we pray, we declare, we say, thank you, God, that it is done. It is finished. We got it. We got this. Amen? You got to have that assurance, because that assurance is not from you. It comes from the Lord Jesus. Amen? If He did it, we can do it also. Amen? And in James, let's go there. Let's go to James. Let's go to James 1. Let's go to 6 and 7 real quick. Not really part of my notes, but I'm just going to go there anyway. James 1, 6 and 7, it says, but let him ask in faith. Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. So we got to ask by faith, nothing wavering. The Word of God says, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven, right, with the wind and tossed. And it goes on to say, but let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You can't be doubtful and pray. You got to be in faith. Exactly. And listen, we have the mind of Christ. It's in the Word. We have the mind of Christ and of power and of love. Amen? We don't walk in the spirit of fear. We walk in the power of God's love. Amen? And with the soundness of His mind. So what these scriptures that we're reading so far is saying that faith, listen to me, faith is a prerequisite to receiving what you're asking. Amen.
Yes.
This is why it's so key. We got to act according to the will of God. Amen. Which is according to His word, not according to our word. Amen.
Right.
Listen, you can't just pray for anything you want. It's got to be according to the will of God. You cannot pray or ask God to give you somebody else's spouse. Just doesn't work that way. God is not going to honor such a thing. Amen?
Amen.
You cannot pray or ask God for somebody else's job. Amen?
Right.
You may desire their position, but don't put them in that petition. Just say, Lord, I'm declaring that I'm receiving a promotion.
Yes.
But don't use somebody else's name in vain there. Amen. That's not the Father's will. So we can't just get whatever we want. It's just it's not going to happen.
Right.
Because the reality is we are still living in a flesh. And the flesh is real. Okay?
Yeah.
The flesh is real.
Yes.
So we might want some things that are bad for us, and I'm pretty sure we're all, including me, sometimes we've have wanted things that are not really good for us in our lifetime, right?
Yes.
But we got to understand, amen? Yeah, we're all guilty, amen? I'm guilty.
Yes.
But we got to understand that the Lord will not grant us those things.
Right.
Listen, just as good parents will not give their children everything they want, amen, because they gotta be spoiled, and then they're gonna grow up and believe that they're entitled to things. It doesn't work that way. Amen. You gotta earn, you know, you gotta earn your wages, and then you buy it. You know, we gotta put our kids to work, maybe clean the house, clean their room, and let's reward them with a couple of dollars here and there, right? But they gotta earn it. Amen. Thank God with the Lord, we don't have to earn nothing. Nothing. Amen. It's His gift to us for the Holy Spirit's freely giving. However, when we ask in prayer, watch what you're asking for. Watch what you're praying for. Amen. We got to be vigilant with our prayers. And the Word of God says that God already has provided every good and perfect gift for us. He's provided everything good that we will ever need. God has supplied all those good things for us. Amen? In Christ Jesus. Because God is good. God is good.
He
has freely given to us. He has freely given all His blessings that He promised all the way back to the beginning with Abraham. We are actually enjoying those benefits and those blessings today because it is part of His atonement, Christ's atonement, what He did on the cross. It was fully paid for. Fully paid for.
Amen.
Amen. So, again, we're going to talk about faith. Faith only appropriates what God has already provided to us, believers, by grace. If it wasn't provided through Christ, we can't get none of that. We can't get it through prayer or faith. It has to be provided through Christ. And it was. God provided, sent His only begotten Son. And by faith, we believe that His Son died at the cross. He was crucified, but on the third day, He rose again. And He resurrected. Amen?
Amen.
He died so that we can live today. He took all our sins and paid for all of them so that we today we can walk sinless. We're no longer sinners. We are called saints today.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. He says He provided so that today we can walk in His holiness in reverence to the Lord. That we can walk pleasing the Lord every day. God provided for that at the atonement, at the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He redeemed us. Fully,
Amen.
Not partially. These are,
fully.
Listen, these are the promises, and I want to say awesome promises of the miraculous power that we have received through faith in Jesus Christ. And we cannot take them for granted. Amen?
Amen.
We cannot apply our faith contrary to the Word of God. Because it will not work.
Amen.
You got to have faith behind every prayer, every declaration, every proclamation that you make. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. There's so much to say here. And the time is just moving so fast. Amen. Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. And let's go to verses 17 to 20. My goodness. The time is just moving. My goodness. I'm sorry. No. Let's go to Matthew 10 first. Matthew 10. I don't think I went there yet. That's why I said the time is moving too quickly. Matthew 10. That's what I meant, not Luke 10. Matthew 10, 7 through 8. Look at what it says. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen? We're reading the Word of God. Amen. I mean, look at what he's saying. This is the point that the Lord is saying here. He's saying the kingdom of God is at hand. And he's saying that the kingdom of God is right here. It's right here, right now. It is here today. It was there then. Amen. The kingdom of God had arrived. In other words, in the synagogues, in the temples, in the Jewish temples, it had been spoken for centuries that someday, and even prophesied through so many prophets in the Old Testament, that someday there would be a Messiah that would come and bring the kingdom of God. And the Jews were looking forward to that time, but everything was always off in the future. The message that the Lord Jesus brought was, you don't have to look forward anymore because the kingdom is here right now. And this is what the Lord was saying. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm here. I'm the Messiah. I have arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now is the time. I'm here. Don't you know? Can't you recognize me that I'm the one that was spoken through the prophets? The many prophets, and yet so many Jews did not believe that he was the Messiah.
Amen.
And yes. Still today, so many, they still don't believe that Jesus came already. He was the Messiah.
Right.
That he is the Lord and Savior.
Right.
Church, now is the time. Today is the time to see the supernatural power of God being manifested. Today is the time. The kingdom of God is already here. We're walking in the kingdom of God. We are carrying his kingdom. We are carrying his power, his supernatural power. Amen? And look at what it says. He's commanding. I mean, he's speaking it out. These are commandments. To heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. These are commandments. And this is the same commandments that he gave his disciples. So in the same command that Jesus, right, told his disciples to go, preach the gospel. He also commanded them not only just to preach the good news, he commanded them to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. And it boggles my mind that so many churches, right, and we can say religious churches have chosen only to preach the good news, but yet neglect these commandments. Again, I'm going to say it again. He's commanding us to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, demons, demonic entities,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. We have the power of God within us.
Amen.
We have the power of God. The same ministry works that the Lord Jesus did on earth and his disciples. And he had many. He had many, 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 many followers. It's the same works we can do today. Amen?
Amen.
The disciples prayed and asked the Lord to speak the gospel through them by stretching forth his hands to heal through them also. Amen. So not only were the disciples praying, like we as ministers, we need to pray, Lord, speak through me. Lord, it's not my power. It is your power that is being released from me when I lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
This is the same power. We're talking about the power of God. Amen. We're asking the Lord, Lord, you're the helper, right? Didn't he say that the helper, capital H, the helper will come and reside in you? The Spirit of God, your helper, he's the one that is helping us. He's the one that is assisting us. Because it's not, like we read before, it's not in our might. It's not in our power, but it's in the Spirit, by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. So it's not our power. It's not us. It's the Spirit that is working through us. We're just vessels. We're just conduits of the power of God that is residing in the inside of us. That's why when we lay hands on an unbeliever, we have faith, have enough faith to see them fully recovered in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For an unbeliever. Because we had that faith. And as long as they believe in God, and as long that they want healing, healing will manifest. You will see healing in that individual because they want it, they believe it. Amen? Look at the woman with the issue of blood. She knew, she heard that if she would only touch his garment, she knew, she persevered. She went by faith. I'm going to get well. This blood is going to stop.
She had the faith.
She persevered with that faith, and nothing could stop her. I mean, she was an outcast. She wasn't even supposed to be on the streets. But she wanted her healing so bad that she says, I'm going after my healing. I don't care what happens. I know that if I reach him, I'm going to be made whole. And that's exactly what Scripture tells us.
Mm-hmm.
And what did the Lord say? Who touched me? Because he felt power being released from his body. It was the Spirit of God. It was God himself releasing his power to touch this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman was healed, fully made whole. That bleeding, the Word of God says, it instantly stopped. Amen?
Amen.
We're talking about the power of God. We're talking about the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that's within you. It's within me. Amen?
That's right.
So the Jesus, look at the commandment in verse 8. He said, heal the sick. He told his disciples, heal the sick, not to pray for them. Right? And obviously this isn't saying that we don't pray for the sick. Yes, James 5:14 tells us to pray for the sick, to call on the elders, to anoint the sick, lay hands on them. But there is a difference between just praying for them and healing them. There's a difference. So Jesus didn't pray for the sick. He used his authority and he healed them. And he healed all that were willing to receive healing from him. He just spoke the word. He says, be healed. Your faith has made you whole. Go your way and sin no more. Like, those were his words. He didn't pray for 30 seconds. He didn't pray for minutes. He didn't pray for hours. And guess what? The same authority that the Lord Jesus has, the same authority we have today. Amen? Let's go to the book of Luke. Let's go there now, chapter 10, verse 17. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God for His word. Thank you, Father. Luke 10, 17. Look what it says. It says, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, listen to this, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen? Hallelujah. That is such a powerful statement right here, right now. Amen? So, listen, the Lord, what is saying here, the Lord Jesus, right, He gave the same instruction to the 12 of His disciples, right? Didn't He commission the 12 disciples to go out, preach the good news, heal the sick, right? Cleanse the lepers. So here, in a few verses before, the Lord took 70 disciples and sent them out two by two, right? And these specific examples in this specific chapter, right? It doesn't say that the 70 that out of the 70, it doesn't really tell us what exactly they did, right? But but because of their response, right, that we read in these verses in this chapter, but it's so clear that by the response that they did see miraculous manifestations of God's power, because they said that even, here says that even demons are subject, right, to us in your name. That's what they told the Lord Jesus. So meaning they saw the miraculous manifestation of God's power. Amen. Even though some they're not mentioned, but we can see that there's power. There was power that they did the works of the Lord. It was Amen. The power in the name of Jesus plus their faith. Remember, we need faith plus their faith in that power that made the demons subject unto them. Amen? So it was the power of God plus the faith that they had, amen, that the demons were subject to them. Let me tell you, if you want to cast out a demon that's oppressing, let's say, maybe a friend of yours or a family member or whatever, if you go in fear, they're going to eat you all up, let me tell you. I mean, because fear is part of unbelief. It's another, it's an area of unbelief. Just like I said, I don't know, a couple months ago, about unbelief. Unbelief is fear. It's the five senses. Amen? That's unbelief. Fear is part of unbelief. You can't, you have to be very careful when you begin to cast out demons. You got to know your identity in Christ. You got to know the power that you have.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. Amen? Because they are real. These demonic entities are real. They are literally oppressing people. Remember, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but we are fighting against principalities, dark principalities.
Yes.
Amen. So there is such a thing as a deliverance ministry, because you really need to know how to do it. But as long as you know, listen, I got a big mouth as it is. Okay. I have a big mouth, and for years, I would have so many dreams of me being muted. And when I finally learned who I was, my identity in Christ, I began to use my words. I began to use the word of God. And I don't care who it is. I don't care what entity it is. There ain't no demon in hell, right, that I cannot cast out. And that's in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because I got the faith. You, You come against me, but I'm going to come to you in the name of the Lord and the authority that the Lord has given me, and you are going to come out in the name of Jesus. And that's it. Amen. It's got to go. What does the word say in James? I believe it's James 4. Submit to the Lord. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Very simple. All we got to do is submit to God. Walk in his faith. It's not our faith. It's his faith. We are doing things in his faith. It's his faith. God gave us his measure of faith. God gave all Christians, all believers today, he's given us all the same measure of faith. And the word of God says all you need is faith as small as a mustard seed. That's how much faith you need. We all have the same faith. We all have the same authority. All believers in this platform, we're believers. We have the same authority. We have the same power. And we can cast out demons.
Amen.
Just know who you are in Christ. Know that you were chosen and called for greater works. Amen. For ministry Amen. Works. And this is part of it. Amen. So Amen. It was the power in the name of Jesus plus the faith. Faith in that power that made those demons run. They ran from them. They were subject to them. Amen? I mean, this is powerful. If they did it, we can do it too.
Yes.
And for some of the Jewish people who thought they knew the Lord Jesus, they used the name of Jesus, but it didn't work. Because they had not put their faith in the name of Jesus. Same thing with us. If we don't put our faith in the name of Jesus, it ain't going to work. You actually nullify. You actually paralyze your faith. It doesn't go away, but it just doesn't work. Unbelief. Your five senses. It will not work. It just doesn't. So these disciples were amazed. Oh my goodness, these demons are subject to us. Amen. Let's not glorify ourselves when these things happen. No, this is all for the glory of God. Because you're not doing it. It's in his name. It is in his power. It's by his spirit that those demons are going. Amen?
Amen.
And we need
Amen.
Those demons to flee from us, from our families, from our friends, from our coworkers. So too many people are being oppressed by demonic forces today.
Mm-hmm.
We see it every day. We see it in our families. We see it every day. I see it in my family, how many are oppressed by the enemy, by the lies and the deceit of the enemy. So many. So many walking with religious spirits. So many walking and believing lies of the gospel. So many. So they're real. But one thing we know, we cannot fear when we come against them. We got to know who we are in Christ and just go. Just like David went to Goliath, I'm going to you in the power of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We have it. So, again, it amazes me. Yeah, they're amazed, but, you know, Jesus gave them a little warning, right? Amen. So, I just want to go back to what it said. You know, the Lord Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. How many know that the Lord Jesus sees everything? I mean, the Lord sees everything. And he must have been like, oh, my goodness, they're really working it out. God knows all things. God knows exactly what we're doing, how we're praying. What we're believing, what we're not believing, what we're casting, what we're not casting, what we're binding, what we're rebuking. God knows everything you're doing because he knows everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? When these disciples were amazed to find out that demons were subject unto them, Jesus was simply stating in this verse that he already knew this. Yeah, I know that. I know that they're subject to you. I know. I know all things, right? So, and again, let's talk about the enemy here, because, you know, it says here, behold, I give you authority. Like, the Lord has given us authority, the same authority that he gave them, he's given it to us, to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing by shall by any means hurt you, right? Now, let's clarify this a little bit, right? The scripture does not say that Satan cannot inflict any harm on us, right? You know that Satan wants, you know, he comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. We read that in John 10:10, right? He wants to harm us. He's the one that places sickness on us most of the time. Many times it's us, it's, you know, we just don't take care of ourselves or whatever. Yes, we get that. Amen? But really, Satan came to kill, destroy, and just steal our joy, our health. You know, he doesn't want us to persevere in the things of the Lord. So the scriptures here abound with examples and warnings of the enemy's damage on the godly as well as at the ungodly. Because the enemy comes against both of us,
yep,
believers and unbelievers. He's vicious. He's vicious. He's evil. Plain and simple. But what this is saying, that the enemy cannot harm us when we are walking in faith in Christ's redemptive work. Amen? And this is what was happening to these disciples, that they were walking in faith. They were walking in faith. Listen, they had the Lord Jesus right there. They believed the Lord Jesus. They believed when he spoke. They believed. They witnessed the miraculous works of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord gave them the power and the authority to come against these entities. But they had to do it in faith. So as long as you're walking by faith, let me tell you, nothing can harm you. We have Psalm 91 upon us. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We got the mighty power, the shadow of God upon us. Amen? And mm-hmm. on the last verse, what he's saying is, you know, Jesus was saying, and he was instructing his disciples. He's saying, you know, don't rejoice. Watch. Don't rejoice in what you've witnessed and in the things you've accomplished for God the Father. Be careful. Because, you know, they were saying this, oh, man, the demons are subject to us. Whoa, you know. He says, don't rejoice, but rather rejoice in what God has done for you. That's what the Lord is saying. Be careful, because their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen?
Yes.
And I, this is Bernie speaking, I believe when the Lord said, for God so loved the world, right? I truly believe that everybody's name in the world is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and at an appointed time, he'll either keep that name in the book or he will remove that name from his book. Amen? But that's me. Amen? So those who have their names written in this book will have the Lord Jesus confess their names before God the Father and the angels when the time comes. Amen? Because what this book is saying, that if your name is written in the book of life, there you have a guarantee. You have a guarantee entrance into the new Jerusalem, which is heaven. Amen? It is a guarantee. Amen? And what the Lord was saying here is this, yo, be careful. Don't let your pride get you, okay?
Right.
And what the Lord was saying, that, yo, remember your name. Remember, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And what the Lord Jesus was doing, he was discouraging pride.
Mm-hmm.
He was discouraging pride, because how easily and how subtle pride can get in the way.
Yeah.
Amen? So church, all... Again, I'm done. But all this to say that the impossible, church, remember, the impossible becomes possible with God. The impossible becomes possible when you're walking by faith, amen, when you're walking in his power, in his authority, and by the Spirit of the Lord. So then When you do that, let me tell you something. You will see lives transform. You will see the sick be healed. Amen? And I'm going to say, you will see the dead raised from the dead raised to life. Amen? You will see it. You can witness that. Amen? Because you have that power, church. We have that authority. We have the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. So one last key, don't let doubt hold you back. Don't let unbelief hold you back. Jesus made a promise to you. We've read his promises. We got to step out in faith every time. Step out in faith. And we got to trust in the Holy Spirit that already resides and is dwelling in us. And he's the one that is working through our hands, our feet, our mouth, and in our lives, church. It is the power of the Almighty God, the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And this is for every believer. This is not just for ministers, for pastors, for prophets, for evangelists. No, this is for all of us, every single believer. Amen?
Amen.
So that includes you and I, every single believer, because the Lord God, he has placed his spirit in you for a reason. And honestly, this world is so dark right now that it's waiting for you and I, amen, to see how God can move on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
This is why when we pray, when we come together on Wednesday, we always say, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, that we will see the people saved, healed, delivered, and restored in the name of Jesus. Because
yes.
We thank
Amen.
God the Father, and we do it in the name of Jesus, because we believe that's exactly what we're going to see, and that is what we are expecting when we open the doors of Beacon of Light Church.
Amen.
Amen.
It will be a changed neighborhood in Jesus' name because of the work, the redemptive work of Jesus Christ at the cross.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because of him, we are free. We are free, and who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. You're blessed.